MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, to many of us, to the naked eye, Johannesburg's road infrastructure would appear to be crumbling. Potholes, congestion, failing traffic lights have all become part of daily life for residents and businesses. And freight operators are particularly hard hit with damaged roads, increasing costs and causing major delay in the country's biggest economic hub. The Johannesburg Roads Agency is responsible for fixing this mess, but the question is it delivering or is it simply making excuses while the city's road network deteriorates further? Well, hopefully some answers from Sipho Nhlapo, who's the acting head of Department of Mobility and Freight at the JRA. Mr. Nhlapo, welcome and thank you very much for joining me. You are well aware that businesses are losing millions due to damaged vehicles and delays. What do you say to those people who feel abandoned by the city?
Okay, thanks, Jeremy. I think they are not abandoned by the city. They are not abandoned by any agency of the city. But the city in itself operates within an environment of a society. For an example, I'll make an example with traffic lights. If we put a traffic light on the ground, that is working, that is perfectly working. However, we are confronted with a situation whereby some people, and some of them are probably in the businesses, are in the industry itself, they steal the cable that was intended to make sure that the network operates fully to benefit every citizen of the city. It's a challenge that we are working with. Secondly, you will realize, even with these circumstances that we have, there's a lot of things that the city has been doing, but especially the JR in terms of the roads. If you look at the M1, the M2, the Joe Slovo Road, we've been resurfacing those. And some of these results, how do we know that they are yielding certain positive results, Jeremy? Is that when you look at the current TomTom and INRIX traffic congestion studies that they do across the year, across more than 500 cities across the world, you will quickly realize that Johannesburg does not even crack the top 10 of the worst traffic or congested cities across the world. Even in Africa, even in South Africa, we're not even anywhere near the highest number. Simply means certain things are working. And then if somebody was then operating as a freight company, they will know very well that when they hit Johannesburg roads, the chances are high that they'll navigate that city quicker than many other cities in South Africa. You can check that TomTom or INRIX
Mr. Nhlapo, yes. You've raised a number of issues. Let me pick you up on a few. First of all, let's talk about the traffic lights and the stolen cables. Yes. Are you suggesting to me that the city, that the JRA is powerless to act, that we've just got to live with the problem because the cables will always be stolen?
Never. That should never even be a point. I've seen other cities go and try to put the stop sign. I've heard many people saying, why don't you just make the traffic lights theft proof? My point first is, let's allow the society or the people not to steal the traffic light. Because if you put a traffic light there and then we maintain it the way we should be maintaining it, it can take a very nicely 30 years on the ground without any problem. So we need to deal firstly with those societal issues. But on our side, we are not sitting down and saying traffic lights, they steal cable. Over the years, we've been recabling a lot of our traffic lights. We've done very well there. And what we've done when we recable our traffic lights, Jeremy, we have reduced the content of copper in those traffic lights so that even if somebody were to steal, the yield is very little. So that is an initiative that we've been doing for years. We still need to do more. We're operating about 2,000 sites that are all cabled, Jeremy. That's what we've done. Secondly, what we've done, we have tested some of the cable that is called, it's copper aluminium combined cable. So bigger part of it is aluminium, which is very worthless. So it does not give you any value in the market. And if you start burning that cable immediately, that copper that you've stolen loses the quality. So we're trying some of these things, Jeremy.
All right, let me move on to the resurfacing. Again, I acknowledge that you are doing work, but the complaint is that potholes keep reappearing despite the repairs. The suggestion is that you're either using substandard materials or this is just poor accountability.
No, that can't be. We have a world-class asphalt plant in the JRA. We are going through the testing in terms of the... Actually, we have already been given certain approvals in terms of testing the quality of the asphalt that we produce. So it can never be a substandard material. However, what is the challenge? Potholes are a symptom of roads that are crumbling, because over the years, for many years, there hasn't been a lot of being done. And then trying to fix a pothole, you are not resolving a bigger problem. That's why then the JRA is going through a resurfacing program. But let's face it, a city like many other cities across the country, they don't have all the money to resurface all the road at a certain time. So the bit by bit that we are doing, we are trying to cover that. Because when you resurface, the chances are high that then you get more life on the road as compared to just trying to fix up a pothole. So over time, and we also having inclement weather. We have the rain flashes that comes in, and then you know water and electricity is a challenge. You go in some of our communities, people are using, they are using car washes, the water flows the road. You go to some of our suburbs, people are pulling their swimming pools out to the road. All these elements affect the quality of the road. And as the JRA, we will be continuing doing the work. But yes, we will need more money, we will need more resources to do this. But we are trying, because we will have to admit that there's not all the money that we require in the JRA. If you see in the past 4 or 5 years, our budget has been cut through the year going forward, because I guess the city is not collecting enough.
So if the budgets are going to keep being cut and that you don't have money, the reality is that the current situation, the status quo, will prevail, and that the problem will only get worse and there will be less maintenance.
That's the possibility. But however, if we keep on resurfacing at the rate we are doing, at least we'll be covering more roads, and then less roads will actually be damaged going forward. So we need to look at it that way. And then, yes, we are always hoping that there can be more funding that comes through our way so that we can do that. But how are we going to counter that? Our asphalt plant is going to a point whereby we will be selling the asphalt plant to the external contractors. In that way, we'll be then raising some revenue, Jeremy. That will then assist for us to be able to do more for the city.
Thank you very much indeed. That is Sipho Nhlapo, Acting Head of Department of Mobility and Freight at the JRA. Thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time.